We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Author's Corner segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program author Victoria Bond of the Zora and Me series. How are you, Victoria? How are things?
I'm okay. Neil, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, it's the beginning of the year. Hopefully, COVID will soon be disappearing and we can get back to normal at one point in time. But
gosh, I hope so. My goodness.
It's a process for sure. So I wanted to kind of jump really specifically enough into kind of understanding your background and how you became an author.
Okay, great. So I guess, you know, it's a big question. It's a funny question in a way. I guess how I started on this path actually, you know, started in my childhood when my grandmother, who worked at my city's public library, brought home a group of discarded books from the library, and they were all anthologies of poetry. So, you know, I can say, oh, I went to graduate school, you know, now I'm a professor, I worked in publishing, I still take on roles kind of behind the scenes in publishing now. But really, the most kind of honest answer to that question is that my life as a writer and a teacher started when my grandmother brought home those discarded books.
That's great. And then there you go from there. Once you got those discarded books, you said, I want to do this. I want to write. Right?
Well, you know, I think in a way, yes, I started reading them. And like I said, they were these, you know, old, like from the 30s and the 40s, these old poetry anthologies. And I think as a kid, and, you know, I think this is something that especially parents might want to take note of if you're interested in getting your kid to want to read and be interested in reading. You know, one thing that made reading for me back then a lot less intimidating than it might have been is because those books were poetry and they had a lot of white space and there wasn't actually a lot of words. So I didn't feel overwhelmed by the experience. In fact, I became really intrigued by how few words could create such clear images and really invoke in me, you know, such deep feeling. So I started reading and I got more interested in reading, which led me to want to try to figure out how to write. And I think, you know, like a lot of people who are artists, you spend, you know, most of your time in, you know, the equivalent of your garage doing whatever you do and no one knows what it is you're doing. And, you know, the hours pass by and then the days and the weeks. And if you're like me, the months and the years, and you just keep working on it. And I've worked on a lot of stuff over the years. And it's a lot of the stuff that I've worked on that has failed. And, you know, by that, I mean, just like didn't work, like didn't jive, didn't congeal, the story was off. It's that stuff that I think has put me on a path, you know, to actually be able to publish books. You know, just practicing my craft has given me the space eventually, I think, to be successful. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems like that's exactly what you did. Now, coming up with this series again, mm-hmm. thinking of a real character and then creating into a this mythology in certain ways, and Zora Neale Hurston, how did that come about, thinking about mm-hmm. that? That's really interesting. Yeah.
So the Zora and Me series is a trilogy, and it's funny insofar as it's co-authored. And why I say it's funny is because my co-author and very good friend, T.R. Simon, and I wrote the first book together, and then T.R. Simon wrote the second book, and then I finished off the trilogy. So this idea, you know, was born now over a decade ago. And Zora Neale Hurston, the real life novelist and anthropologist, Harlem Renaissance figure, if you lined Zora's books up on a shelf, she's actually, you know, more published as an anthropologist. You know, an anthropologist, what they do is kind of study the mystery of people, right? And how our customs and how our stories and how our religions and habits make humanity who we are. So I think for us, right, this Black woman who didn't see a barrier that she couldn't push through or work her way around, as this kind of detective of the American personality, of the Black experience, of people writ large, we wanted to bring this woman as a young girl, as a kind of detective, to young readers. And in that vein, each of our books kind of tackles a racial aspect of American history, a racial aspect of the American South in the late 19th and early 20th century. And while our books are doing that, because Zora Neale Hurston was such an amazing and complicated figure that did such interesting work herself, our books kind of take on some of the issues that are kind of embedded in her fiction and anthropology, and kind of do a mystery twist on them, really a mystery horror twist. So the first book in our series is really a monster story, and it's a murder mystery. The second book is a kind of attempted murder mystery that involves a ghost. And then the third book is a grave robbery that ends up being a zombie story. You know, so wow, we try to use elements of horror and mystery to
with her life. Yes.
Exactly. Mixed in with actual facts and details from her life and work.
So, and this is when she's younger. So this is before she grows up to become an anthropologist. We're seeing her in a younger age, which means it gives lots of little girls and boys of any background the opportunity that they could be an anthropologist, that they could truly be a mystery or a writer. So it really gives you that exploration.